Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
They will know you by your fruit. Let's read. What does the gospel say today? It's Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." By their fruits you will know them. What are your fruits? Before we look at their fruits, what are the fruits in your life? Are you giving off an abundance of generosity, of kindness, of love, of peace and joy to other people? Or are you a worry wart? A person who complains all the time. Someone who is a bit of a control freak, whether it's your life or their life. Do you gossip a lot? Talking behind people's backs. Maybe even with your own children, your own family. Or are you the one that stands up, does what's right, stops the talking behind other people's backs, maybe interjects and helps one another think compassionately about others, that everyone's broken, everyone is going through stuff in their lives. We're all in different places, and we've all had such different upbringings in our life. That can't we just look at some other people and accept them for who they are, knowing that they probably didn't have a perfect life because nobody does, and some people had a really bad life. Some people have had that abuse verbally, physically, maybe even sexually. And perhaps by the most close person in their life. The betrayal, the hurt, the resentment.
These traumas make us who we are today. So maybe you're self-centered. Maybe you're, I don't know, angry all the time. Maybe you're a perfectionist. Maybe you're detached because you don't want to get hurt. Maybe you don't show love like you should with your family and friends. Bottom line is this. Let's look at our fruit. Those are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That is when you see our lives change. When all of a sudden we're looking at someone and we would normally judge them, but now we're looking at them and saying, they're God's child too. I wonder what they're going through or what they've gone through to make them as angry as they are, to make them be who they are, the choices that they've made, the path that they've probably walked most often with the world and with the culture, only to not be judged themselves. It's a lonely place when you don't know who your master is. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot be wanting to be what the world says you should be. Climb the corporate ladder, be something famous, right? Shoot for that notorious almighty dollar and that big mansion and those cars. Even if you're not the best at it, just go for it, right? And I'm not saying don't follow your dreams. Maybe that is what God wants you to do. And maybe God wants you to bring different kind of music to the world. Real, heartfelt, loving music. But, again, it's all about how are we living our lives. And we should be reflecting on that, taking a moment and looking at the fruit. Are we yelling and screaming in our car at those around us, even maybe at our own children? Or are we driving peacefully and we'll get there when we get there and you're holding it together, and then yet when it does, you give credit to God because he did it all. He made those lights turn green when he needed, and everybody got there on time with no screaming and yelling, no accidents, because you called on God, you trusted God, and then you acted like you let it go and surrendered to God, and everyone saw it. And boom, off they go to a beautiful soccer practice or whatever practice it is. Those are fruits that are eaten by the eyes and the heart of those who see people act differently than what the world says you should act like, which would have been, get in the car, put on your seatbelt, we're going to be hauling butt, swearing and yelling and zigzagging in and out of traffic, possibly getting into an accident, maybe not even getting there on time. Everybody jumps out of the car because they're all freaked out and tense, and then that goes and spreads into practice. Versus the other one, which is, we got here in time. Thank you, God. Okay, go have a great practice. And then your kids go spread some love instead of tension and anxiety, stress, because that stuff is contagious too. Okay, so let's reflect on our fruits and ask the Lord to fill us with all of his gifts, as many as he possibly can, if it is his will. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.